Tinder. Tinder man is the best.
So, you got to swipe right and left?
I don't swipe. They swipe on me.
Welcome to another episode of Opportunity Knocks. Now, this one, we've never done one like this. This is, let me tell you the backstory here, how this guest, Cindy Ruiz, and I said it wrong last time. She's going to scream at me. You'll see. Anyway, I've never met Cindy in person. We've been Facebook friends for about a year, maybe a little longer. And I get a kick out of her. She is a wild one. There's no filter, zero filter with Cindy. And so much that, look, we have a fan club for Cindy in Park and Golf. There's a few people that follow her and we just get a kick out of her and some of the comments and just zero filter. And look, there's something really nice about that. You know, look, there's also something that not so nice that people can't stand. I get that. But you know what? Life's short. Laugh, have fun, yell at each other. It's all good. You know, we're going to do that today. In this episode of Sin City. So here comes Cindy. She's coming in a little bit. By the way, she's supposed to be here at 6 o'clock. That's when our time was for the podcast. It's 6:43 right now. And the podcast, I'm sorry, her birthday, by the way, happy birthday, Sin. Today is number 66. You don't look a day over 56. You look great. But it's 6:44 now. And she called me yelling at me. She's late 44 minutes. And she's screaming, asking if I could pick her up in the Sprinter. I said, no, we're parked. All the lighting's done. It's set up. I said, come on, Cindy. Anyway, I'm just waiting for her to get in. She should be pulling in here any minute now. It's 6:44. So she has to, all her guests are arriving at 7. She was saying she's in high heels. She doesn't want to be walking around. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited to talk to her. And she's really got some exciting things going on in Colombia. She corrected me. Watch, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to say it the wrong way. And she watched her scream at me. I said, Colombia. She goes, Colombia. No, it's Colombia. So you're going to like this one. So she made it. Cindy Ruiz. And how'd I do?
You did good.
Levine.
It took me 8 years to figure
Cindy
out.
Cindy Ruiz. Yeah, that rolling R. You know, Estudio Español, 4 años.
Sí, señor.
Español uno. Español uno. Español uno. Español uno. 4 años Español. Es no bueno. But hey, Cindy, it's so, look, I've told you, and you know, by the way, this is the first time Cindy and I are meeting in person. And, you know, her party starts in a minute and she goes, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. So I love it. She goes, I'll show up a little late. I want to hear your story. I mean, this is fascinating to me because you just picked up you and your son, Josh, and you move out to Colombia. Did I say that right? Did I say?
Okay, it's Colombia with an O. Colombia.
Colombia.
CIA, not a U. Colombia is the university, not Colombia.
you picked up and moved out, and you've lived in South Florida all your life. Take me back to the beginning, because you've been in the mortgage business, real estate business for, what, 25,
30?
35
years.
35
mortgage
years.
Mortgage Lady, Inc., Levine Paralegal Services, and what do I call myself? Levine Team. Real estate investment consultants. But I've been down here for, I hate to say, 45 years at least.
Wow.
I always said when I graduated high school, I'm moving to Florida, and I did. I picked up. We came when I was 15. We stayed in Port St. Lucie when it was still cow pasture. And I said, I'm coming. And first thing I did was pack my bag when I finished school. Boom, down here.
So now, how did you end up picking up and go? Give me the story, because you're in Colombia. Tell me how you got there. How did that happen?
Well, you get to a point where you can't take it anymore. It was either go postal or go to Bogota. Because I was about to go postal between Biden and all his bullshit.
Yeah.
And all these other libs and all these Dems. I couldn't take it anymore. Plus, I hate to say it, I love Parkland very much. You know, I lived a mile from the school, but they're walking zombies over there. My son suffered major PTSD. I did as well. We lived and had to breathe that school every day, and some of our dearest friends were killed, and my son was saved by the glory of God that day. It was his classroom. My son had a nervous breakdown 3 days prior because of the bullying they did to him for 8 years. West Glades and Stoneman. I don't really like to talk about it. It really hurts me, and my son can't talk about it. But the day he was to be in school that day, the 14th of February, 2018, his graduating class, senior. The doctor called me the night before because I had a baker at my son who was threatening to take his life. And I intervened and I said, no, no one's going to take my son. I brought him here. My favorite thing to say to him was, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. So if anyone's taken him out, it's either me or God. He's not going to do it himself. So I had to intervene and I went to Baker Action. The doctor calls me the night before around 9 p.m. and said, Mrs. Levine, you have to keep your son. I said, why? He's not well. He's not ready. He can't go back. He's not ready. I said, doctor, whatever you say, get my son well. Mm-hmm. We'll deal with this tomorrow. The next day I go to a breakfast meeting with Carlos Reyes. He ran for Congress, my dearest friend, 30-something years. He's an attorney and a very good Trumper. And we went to breakfast with an investor to talk about, you know, our business. He does all my legal work for my clients. And then I went to show property in Parkland at Cascada, Aaron Bay. And the flashes start coming on the screen, shooting at Stoneman, shooting at, we're going, nah, it's not true. Just like when 9/11
happened. Yeah, there's a lot of faults.
I didn't believe it. Then I heard the helicopters because I'm a mile away. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And of course, the rest is history. I got stuck in the traffic. My son's calling me from the hospital, mommy, my friends. What's going on? I said, because he heard it on the radio. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, Joshy, don't worry. He was just turning 18. He wasn't 18 yet. He's the younger side of the kids in the class. I said, don't worry. I'm coming to get you. Sit tight. I couldn't get to him until 8 o'clock. And
I can't imagine what that was like. And that, you know, I know you're close with him. And that story, thank you for sharing that. I know that's got to be difficult. Sure. And, you know, but that story makes sense to how close you guys are. That bond you have is really special, you know?
But it's ruined us. It's ruined everyone. We're never going to be the same. We're never going to celebrate the 14th of February again. We don't celebrate in Columbia, thank God. We traveled every year on that day to get out of Parkland. All our dear friends left Parkland. And that's how we wound up in Columbia, because the shooting caused them to move back to Bogota. And
Close friends from Parkland moved?
Yes.
And then would you go visit them? Or
they invite us to visit. I hadn't been to Columbia in like 20-something years. I was married to a Colombian, a Bogota guy. I met in 1990 and married him in 91. Stayed married for 8 years. Fell in love with the country.
Let's now talk about...
So how I got to Columbia.
Yeah.
So our dearest friends moved back after the shooting and said, listen, we're going back. We can't deal with this. So it's too dangerous. I'm like, too dangerous? You're in Columbia. That's got to be worse. Because when I went to Columbia, it was bang, bang, shooting.
Sure. You
know, blowing up airplanes, buildings, and so on, which I'm a very big fan of that history. I can explain later. Mm-hmm. I did meet his family just 2 weeks ago in Medellin. And they signed my books. They took me all around. I went to the museum. It was awesome. I went back down in 2021, right after COVID. And I said to Josh, okay, I'm taking you to Columbia, but I'm telling you right now, you're going to fall in love with the country. You're never going to want to leave. So that's what it does to me, the people. The mountains.
Oh, he's never been.
No. He didn't even speak Spanish.
What?
Now, I did speak a lot of Spanish, but nothing like what's going on now. It's just the food. It's organic. No one's fat. Not that I am against fat, because I was fat. I lost 145 pounds in 4 years, 4 years ago.
Wow.
I did it in 1 year. And the people are just into health, biking, sporting.
Fruits, fresh fruits.
They close the streets down every Sunday, so the families can walk their dogs, bike, whatever, run. It's a big deal with family. So I love the family atmosphere. It's very similar to Judaism. I'm Jewish. Mm-hmm. Latins are very warm. They're accepting and loving. It's everything you could imagine and want for yourself. Over here, I got tired of everybody bitching and moaning. And you go to stand in line. I've been posting on Facebook day one, another one. Day two, another one. Day three, another bitch. So I am sick of the bitches and the complainers and the advocates and all the people that have problems. Can't you be happy for 5 minutes that you're alive?
When you're in Bogota, you said they're friendly. You have good friends there.
Oh my God! Everyone I meet has invited me over. Has invited me for what we call sopa, which is the traditional Colombian soup. because the general public there is not very wealthy. They're medium to low income, and they eat very carefully because they can't afford the good stuff.
Yeah.
So they learn to just like the basics, you know, soup with meat and chicken because it's very cheap there. So
everything's cheap, right?
Cheap.
So let me ask you this. It's Tuesday, let's say. Tuesday afternoon, I fly to Colombia to Bogota, and it's Gringo Tuesday night, right?
This is Gringo Tuesday. So that's how I met all my clients.
That's so funny. What do you spend on Gringo Tuesday? Is it
nothing. They give me a free drink to come. I drink the beer, Colombiana beer.
Uh-huh.
And it's free. And you meet, it's language exchange. So they have tables set up where you could meet people from Britain, people from Germany, England, and the gringos come, the Americans, and we speak English with each type of group. And the Colombians come who are learning English to learn English from us. And if we want to learn Spanish, we go to the Spanish table. That's beginner, intermediate, and expert. But I've met so many incredible contacts. Just Gringo Tuesdays is in Bogota, Cali, Medellin.
Is it at different places? Like different or same restaurant? Or is it called Gringo Tuesday?
It's the same chain of owners. Different bar in a different city.
But they're different names. The names of the bar might be something completely. It's not called Gringo Tuesday.
It's the same bar. Vin Trash. It's the weirdest name. I don't know where they got it from. V-I-N Trash. One word. But Gringo Tuesdays is known all over the world.
That's great.
Because we've got blogs going on and video things going on down there.
So as a real estate expert, I mean, you've been in the industry for so long. You go there, you probably have said, there's so many good deals out here. And I want to hear about the new business and what you got going because you know the deals, I heard.
One of the best things is you never can prejudge who you're talking to. The ugliest, sloppiest guy could be the richest guy in the room. You don't know. You never prejudge anyone. I've never had. And you just start talking where you're from. And when they hear you're from Miami, that's the closest city. Or you say Parkland. Getting back to Parkland for a second.
Yeah.
I don't like saying I'm from Parkland because the minute I say that, they say, you know, a place with shooting.
Yeah.
I've been to Europe and they say that. I mean, I don't want to be known for that.
Exactly.
So, I'm from Coral Springs. I'm from Fort Lauderdale or Miami.
Broward. So, yeah, whatever.
I hate to say Miami too, because that's a shit.
Story.
But then they start saying, what do you do? And they try to speak English. So I try to correct them and I try to speak Spanish. They correct me. It's that sort of thing. And it's very... it's very non-judgmental. So I wind up speaking to this one kid. He speaks four languages. In fact, his father can't wait to hear this podcast. And he said, oh, my father's a big developer here. He goes, shopping centers, very nonchalant. Shopping centers, hotels, hospitals, apartment buildings, you name it. He's been building for 45, 50 years. I'm like, oh, I got to meet your father. Give me a number. Now, nobody carries cards. It's all WhatsApp, Instagram, TikTok. I'm TikToking my brains out lately, if you notice, all the driving in Bogota. It's like being in the NASCAR 500 or whatever that is, Indy 500, with 9 million motorcycles. And that's how it starts. And then the next thing I know, would you like to come to my home for Christmas Eve dinner? American style, because they love the United States and I'm bringing money. Would you like to come to our house for Christmas Day? Yes. They are so welcoming. Jeez. And I did.
This is the developer.
His house is in Cajica, which is outside of Chi in Bogota. And it's the most richest area in Bogota. It's a compound. He built 15 homes like Parkland, gated, clubhouse, this, that, and the other thing. In fact, I'm hoping to rent the house next door for $1,500 a month, pre-pass.
Is it in the mountains or Bogota's not?
It's all mountains.
It is.
Everywhere you go is mountains. This is the beginning of the mountains. And then you look up those mountains all around. But it's got the best malls. There's a mall on every corner in Colombia. It's unbelievable. For a poor country, they do a lot of shopping. I don't know how they do it. But they save a lot of money to do that. They wear American brands. There's every brand known to man. It's very classy. Very classy.
So now, how did it turn out? Is the plan that you would bring... You have opportunities there, obviously. You got the developer. Is it to bring business... And also bring it from Colombians to South Florida, right?
Original plan was, which I've been doing for the last year and a half, was having seminars with realtors. I hire people to call the realtors in Bogota, Medellin, and have me do seminars either in person or in Zoom. I would knock on their doors and they invited me. Because the minute you say from the USA, I don't know, it's like a gold card. It's like platinum Amex right in the door. They want to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. Getting to do business is another story.
Yeah.
You have to build a relationship with laundries. They're very untrusting. They have a right to be, but
sure.
Truth is, once you get inside, you're there for life, your family. So I have a few select realtors that send me clients because the rich want to get out and the Americans want to get in. It's a crazy situation because the rich are afraid that the government's going to go socialist, it's going to go commie, it's going to go Venezuelan. No.
That's not going to happen. Yeah.
Never. It's a democratic government, and it has a great relationship with the United States. The drug trafficking is very hard to find. It's only if you're involved in doing something shady, you're going to get in trouble. I live in a beautiful area called Santa Barbara, Usaquén, Bogotá, in a beautiful, exclusive area, upper echelon area, very cheap. And I don't go where I'm not supposed to. It's like if I went into Liberty City. How often have you gone into Liberty?
Never. Yeah. Never. You just stay away from it. That's the thing. With Miami, there's in Fort Lauderdale. So let me tell you a little story. Back in the day when I was in, I don't know, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, my nickname was Bubble Butt, right? This is my nickname.
Okay.
As I'm getting older, in my 50s now, my butt's like flat. I'm here and a little birdie told me, you have ways that I could help that out, right?
Well, it's funny you should mention. I started a service because I'm figuring, well, you know, I did a little Botox here and there, and I just got these beautiful.
Oh, look at those teeth.
They're dirt cheap, dirt cheap. I just got them in a week from the manufacturer. He supplies all the dentists, the veneers, the plants, the implants.
Wait, you got them done up in
down in Bogota?
In down here.
$2,200. They're not even. They're zirconium. They're not porcelain. These things could chew through steel.
And it's comfortable?
It's like nothing. Nothing. They just went right over my teeth. There's a long process. It wasn't painful.
No, it was not painful?
Nothing. The best guy. He's so gentle. Alejandro.
Is that Dr. McDreamy?
No, I wish. We'll get to him. the thing that I'm starting, I named it already. It's going to come to fruition. It's called the Colombian Beauty Tour by La Reina Beauty. Because my nickname on all these dating sites is La Reina. It's queen. Because I am a queen.
La Reina.
La Reina.
On the dating sites.
That's me.
In Colombia, the dating sites, or just any? Yeah.
Tinder man is the best.
So, is that the swipe right and left?
I don't swipe. They swipe on me. I'm very chivalrous. I like a man to come after me. I'm not There's too many men and too little time. Okay. Anyway, so it's a week of beauty transformation, including VIP service, personal private nursing staff, 24/7, English speaking, 5-star accommodations, personal chef cooking organic, vegan, and vegetarian dishes of your choice, mani-pedis, waxing massage therapists, and estheticians, which we will provide with the most famous doctors in Bogota for very little money, Botox, fillers, surgery, lips, face, teeth, eyes, nose, breasts, BBLs, hair restoration, microblading, facelifts, vaginal rejuvenation, and penile enhancements. We use the most highly skilled physicians in Colombia with years of experience and zero mortality rates. Why you must be saying vaginal rejuvenation, penile enhancement? I didn't know nothing about this because I don't have that problem. However, you know.
Some
I'm
people do.
I'm not going to get dirty, but you got the message, right? There's a lot of transsexual people in this world.
Yeah.
And with all due respect, they deserve to be happy too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of men that would like to be a little bigger.
Yeah.
They deserve to get their wish.
Yeah.
The women who've had 10 kids, 5 kids, they got a little.
You know what? My other nickname when I was younger was Baby Carrots. That's what they called me.
Baby Carrots? Baby. Okay. I'm not going
to. I'm just messing with you. Okay.
Well, I heard a pencil dick, but I've never heard a baby carrots. Okay. I threw a guy out of my house one day like that. Okay. So
is this business up and running now or no?
It is. I just started it. I just got my first few people. All my friends want to go have facelifts.
I love this business. This is a great model.
By an American. Now, the doctors do it, but they only do it for their specialty. But I'm also going to give them tours of the city.
So you're going to be like a almost like a concierge service they fly in and somebody picks them up.
Yep.
Takes them right. They got everything taken care of. And they could be there for what, 5 days, 6 days?
Yeah, depending on the procedure.
Probably longer.
The teeth only took 3 to 4 days. The BBLs they got to be there a month. It's very severe. I canceled mine. I don't do any of that. I have no body surgery. All my stuff is just on my face and my teeth. That's all I care to do because I like who I am. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything else. I don't want a bubble butt like you spoil yourself. Some of those asses, and stuff, they should have their own zip code. Then.
Right. Oh, that's some of the fans.
But the women in Columbia, I'm telling you, they're the prettiest women in the world. They're gorgeous. But this is for women like any age, because I think that it's important that you feel good about yourself. And men are coming now because they have the best hair transplant treatment centers in the world there. And they do it in Turkey as well. They're mm-hmm. very well known, but the prices are European. Mm-hmm. In the Colombian peso, it's 4 times the value of the dollar there. So for every dollar, it's 4,000 pesos.
All right, Cindy, it's been a pleasure. So great having you here.
Thank you.
Love you. All right, the best.